Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Tuesday, and we're going to talk about, well, honesty in relationships. I have a great article on that, some of the things that you might want to think about in a relationship. What spurred me to this is I've been talking to a few women mostly online, but I've met somebody recently I think could work out as a soulmate. So, partner, whatever you call it, we'll see what happens, right? Let's see what happens. But my honesty is, okay, tell these other people, you know what? I've moved on. That I have found somebody that I believe is my soulmate, and you know, I'm not going to lead you on. So, honesty, now that's not easy to do, to tell people that you've been talking to for a while, you know what, guess what, I've met somebody else, and I really feel it's the real thing. And there's a lot of reasons, and I won't get into all my reasons why this one is so much better than anything I've met in the past, or recent past, or past, maybe even in my whole life, all of these years, right? So honesty, so that's why I thought about talk about honesty in relationships, telling the truth, being honest about how you feel. Like, move on, you know, not stringing people along. Well, maybe, you know, if this one doesn't work out. No, be honest, move on. So if that's appropriate, or there's other aspects of honesty that we'll get into a little bit more about that. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is I've been talking to my spirit guides a lot, Sarah Group, about, because I do psychic work and for a psychic line. And I thought, well, you know, let's focus on maybe we can make that work a little bit more. Because I get really great kudos from doing that, from people who call in, and you know, but I'd rather do it one-on-one with people that I meet online, or you know, through the phone or Skype or whatever it is. You know, I've kind of narrowed it down. I like to do Skype with you, or yeah, Facebook Live, do readings, but I call them soul readings. So I'm going to have my spirit teachers at the end of the show explain a bit, a little difference between what they call a soul reading. And people would call a psychic reading. So what's the difference? So let them talk about it. But let's jump into the relationship issue. Anybody have a relationship issues out there? Yeah, I think we all do at times. We've all had relationship issues and relationship things. I guess the most honest thing that you can tell somebody is, I'm done. It's over. I've moved on. It's just not working. Now, that's hard, I have to admit, because we don't want to hurt people's feelings, do we? We don't want to hurt somebody that we've been connected to for a while. But what do? We just let it string on, and we're not happy, and they can sense that we're not happy and just want to keep a relationship going. So this is Bustle, B-U-S-T-L-E is the site that I found this from, and Carolyn Stieber is the author, and it's a couple of years old, but I thought I'd share it. A couple of years old, like that's a long time ago, right, in the scheme of relationships. What does it say about poor Carol? What does it give me information about her? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Okay, so the article is taken from Joel Block, PhD, a certified couples therapist, and this is where it comes from. So the article, I believe. I know. They get so confusing when I look up these articles. Like, who wrote this thing and who's the one who actually put this out there? But the information is good. Let's don't get too hung up on the author, because I thought all the points were rather valid. And we'll go through them rather quickly, because I do want to give time to my spirit guides to talk to you about the difference between a psychic reading and a soul reading. Okay, so be ready to hear the truth. Ooh, that's a big one. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean the end of a relationship, but it could be in the middle of a relationship. So the scariest part of being more honest and truthful is just that, actually knowing the truth about something, about a situation, about a person. So knowing the truth. So being open to speak the truth. Now, you can do it in a very gentle, kind way that you don't have to chat about things as they happen. Now, I thought that was a really interesting point about honesty. Don't wait a week, a month, you know, days to talk about something that's bothering you. You want to speak the truth. So get in the habit of discussing issues as they crop up. And it suggests that we setting aside some time to chat that works for both of you. Yeah, have an appointment to talk. Okay, what's going on? What's going on in your life? What's going on? What's been bothering you? Kind of let's been bothering you discussion, right? A what's been bothering you discussion. So that's an interesting point. And I think we need to do, you know, don't let things fester. Well, something's been bothering. Oh, nothing bothers me. Yeah, right. Sure. Okay. Be as patient as possible. And I think that's part of the listening thing that we talk about a little bit more. So if your significant other is struggling to find the right words, be patient. Just let them let it flow out. Don't interrupt. Don't try to interpret about what they're trying to say. Just let them flow it out. Because sometimes, you know, certain issues are really hard to be honest about, so give them time. Be honest with your reactions. I think that's really cool. If your partner is pulling out, be honest. I mean, you don't have to hurt their feelings, and you can do it in a polite way, but you need to express yourself. So just staring at them cold-faced is not necessarily the right thing to do. Show a little bit of emotion and speak in a kind, gentle way back to them about, oh, yeah, well, try to read their body language. I think that's a really good point. You know, not just listening to the words. What is their body telling you? Are they closing down? Are they pulling back? Are they, you know, what is their basic body language? But next point, really good point. Don't be a mind reader. I think that's really good. Body language can be helpful, sure, but don't rely on it solely or fancy yourself a mind reader. Oh, I know what's going on. I can read your mind, right? No, let them put the words out there. Be patient when they put the words out there. Be understanding, being sympathetic, and show empathy. But the next number 7 is really important. Resist getting all judgy. If you want to be open with each other, you both have to put away the judgment. Ooh, judgment. That's the bad, you know, judgment. So none of us want to be judged by our partners. So don't allow judgment. The next point is really good. Allow each other a timeout. Now, this is all about honesty in a relationship. If it gets a little heated and you're not understanding each other, you're trying to make a point or they're trying to make a point and you're not getting it. So, hey, let's take some time off. Let's cool down a little bit. Let's make an appointment in a few minutes. Let's re-engage in a few minutes. So these conversations can get really weary, and you can start saying things that you don't want to say. So, okay, time out. We're not communicating. Time out. It's getting heated. Time out. On number 9, admit your own mistakes. That's really, really a good one, isn't it? Admitting your own mistakes. That's sometimes hard, right? Being open, being honest about the mistakes you made. And your partner will appreciate the fact that you're being honest about it. Turn to each other with problems. I like that. Who else do you want to go to? Who else do you want to go to? I mean, the universe, of course, and source energy, of course. But your partner, that's why you have this person in your life. Your best friend is to share it with each other, your problems, your difficulties, your challenges. Why not? You know, if you put all the other groundwork in play and you trust each other, yeah, their trust is a big word, right? Trust. The last point, be open about your flaws. Yeah. We all have flaws. We all have things that, yeah, but letting your flaws open up and open up about that and be comfortable about talking about them. And again, no judgments. You know, your partner knows your flaws more than you think they know your flaws. Okay, that's the article. So be honest about your relationships. Be open about your relationships with your partner. So I'm going to take the next few minutes and let my spirit teachers talk to you a little bit about the difference between psychic readings and soul readings, if they can explain that to you. Hopefully they can, because that's what I intend to do. So if you're interested, contact me after they've discussed this. Well, let's try to define what people talk about when they talk about psychic. It's that you're picking up energies and picking up something out there in the cosmos, thoughts and ideas from some time frame, sometime in the future. about the person. That's psychic. Oh, I see in the future this is going to happen and that's going to happen. So it's in a sense, it's an intent to read the future in many cases. Now, what's the difference between that and a soul reading? Soul reading is really reading the auric field of an individual. Everything that ever is in your auric field. All that your connections have, your close connections are in your auric field. That energy is around you constantly, your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams, your hopes, your fears are in your auric field. Sometimes you can release those negative ones, and we hope you do, but also those people that are important to you are in your auric field because you have their energy surrounding you. And another point about that too is that the connection you have with them, that let's say that wiring that you have with them is that connection between the auric field, let's say the matrix or whatever you want to call it, that energy flows back and forth. So it's not about their minds, it's not about their brains, it's about their auric field. So soul reading is reading what's coming from the soul to the auric field. You could call it an auric field reading, but soul sounds a little more inviting, I guess, from our perspective. So we encourage those who do and contact people and people that contact, look for people who can really read into your auric field, your intentions, where you're going, what you're creating in the future. It's about you creating something. It's about what you have put out there. There's a certain amount of life plan and life purpose involved, and that's all in your auric field too. So we would say that if you're reading somebody's auric field, you're reading those connections and those people and their intentions and their life plans to some degree, but also you're reading also the life plan, the life purpose, and what people are putting out there for the future. We could give you a quick example and say George is talking to or somebody's talking to somebody about a relationship and where this relationship is going. Well, there's two sides to that. There's the side of the individual who's asking. So what you're creating for this relationship, what you're trying to manifest in this relationship, and also the other person, what are they trying to manifest in that relationship? Are they meshing? Is that being co-created in the future? And is there a specific, let's say, time frame when you're both putting it out there to connect together or not connect? And maybe you're not connecting. Maybe your auric field will say you really want to connect this person, you really want to get together with this person, and you really feel that this can work out, and the other person's in their auric field is, no, I moved on. So that's what a soul reading is, reading those auric fields to see, oh, has a person moved on? Or does the person have the same intention? Now, time frames can be a little tricky. We give you that, and I know psychics want to get into time frames. But it either feels really close or it feels farther away. It feels within the immediate future or it feels off in the distance. The energy is not strong enough. The vibration is not strong enough to be in the immediate future. The vibration feels very weak, off into the future sometimes, and it can be built over time. You can change it. You can adjust it. So that's the difference. So there's more details in a soul reading because it really gets into who you are, what you're intentions are, what you're trying to manifest, and also that other person, if another person is involved with it. And it's also reading your life purpose, why you're here on planet Earth at this time, what your intentions are for this lifetime. So that's a little more details on the difference, if you can see the difference. Some people would say it's the same, but it's not. It's slightly different. So thank you for listening. So if that's the kind of approach that you would like from someone to help you, then contact somebody who does that sort of work. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, so my spirit guides just told you about an auric reading. So if you're interested, contact me. I'll do a little more write-up on it and give you a little bit more ideas on what that is. So have a beautiful day. I will be back tomorrow, but now I'm not going to have Wednesday. I do some running around and do some errands and do some other things in the morning. So what I'd like to do is I just won't give you a time. I'll just jump on board. Okay, thank you. Love you guys. Bye.